Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 15th. Today's devotion is entitled, God Prepares the Heart to Hear. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 3. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, Cornelius. Luke described a pivotal moment in the spread of the gospel. Cornelius was a Roman centurion stationed in Caesarea. Though he was a Gentile, he was known as a God-fearer who worshiped the Lord, prayed regularly, and gave generously to those in need. God sent an angel to him in a vision. Significantly, the angel did not preach the gospel or explain salvation through Christ. Instead, he instructed Cornelius to send for Peter, who would bring the message of Jesus. Luke showed that God had already been at work preparing Cornelius' heart before Peter ever arrived. This account marked a major turning point in Acts because it demonstrated that salvation through Jesus Christ was available to both Jew and Gentile alike. The focus was not on Cornelius and his goodness, but on God's grace in directing him to someone who could share the gospel with him. God prepared the heart, but Peter would proclaim the message. God still works in hearts before the gospel is shared. He often uses circumstances, questions, and spiritual hunger to prepare people to receive his truth. Yet his plan remains that believers carry the message of Christ to those who are seeking. People need to hear the good news of Jesus in order to respond by faith. Therefore, we should pray for opportunities to share Christ and remain attentive to those whom God is already drawing to himself. As we do, we can trust that God goes before us, preparing the heart to hear the gospel. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your grace that seeks people before they ever seek you. Help us recognize that those whose hearts you are preparing, and give us courage to share the message of Jesus with them. Make us faithful witnesses who trust your work in the lives of others. Use us to bring the gospel to those who need to hear and believe. In Jesus' name, amen.